strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly.
I am from Morgan and Grasso, two families that are honorable and proud, from my mother and my grandmother's cooking, the early morning hot cereal and fresh biscuits, to the sway of the desert sands. My full name is Eileen Aaron Morgan. My mom said that she heard the name Eileen and she really liked it. And my auntie, my mom's sister, always joked that my middle name Aaron came from Elvis's middle name, but I think she's just obsessed. So, fifth grade before I went into sixth grade, I went to this camp and I met this really cool girl and she was like my best friend for like 2 weeks. I don't know, she started calling me Lenny. So then sixth grade came, I didn't know anyone, and the name just stuck. And I was like, call me Lenny, and people did, and that was it. I am from the laughter that kept me strong when I was weak. I am from the two quilts from two grandmothers. A blue quilt from my Chanela that kept me safe and warm, to my star quilt from my Unchi. I am from brown, the beauty of the land of my people, Lakota. The friends, the allies, Dene, the people. I am from tortillas and the chi. I am from the dirt-packed basketball court and the old worn Spalding ball. The day spent boasting of basketball and playing in the evening all night long. So for basketball, I'm a native kid. That starts when you're young. You know, your grandparents, your parents, your siblings talk about it. So of course you want to get into the game and get your own piece. Your boasting rights, it's a way out. I am from my dreams, a blue jersey and a college degree. I come from the Hunkpapa Standing Rock, up in south of North Dakota. It's like right in between. I also come from Crown Point. That's the Navajo Reservation. I am from funny nicknames from when my grandpa took me to the bowling alley without telling my parents. How my new friend, the bartender, said one phrase which my grandpa always tells me, see you in the movies. I am from the medicine men, the great grandpa on my mom's side, and my uncle and my dad's side. Okay, well, I was born in Albuquerque, so I was born here. Now, even though I was born here, my parents always thought they were going to go somewhere else because where we came from had no jobs. So my dad just told my mom to pack us up, and we headed off to Minnesota. But what I remember most about certain places is that my dad loves to cook out. So we have all these pictures of my dad's in shorts cooking out in, like, it's March and it's snowing. But I think that's what I remember most about growing up in places. I am from skinned knees, broken bones, and scolding that came along with the injuries. I am from families who adore me, who love me to no possible end. I am from leaders, weavers, ranchers, lawyers, nurses, firemen, counselors. I am from my friends who supported me and believed in me, my teachers who knew I had a gift and helped me flourish. Okay, so I applied to a math and science program for my minority students without thinking I was going to get in. This is like a summer program. This is like math and science enrichment. My advisor told me to sign up, and I was like, okay, you know, I'll do this just to calm you down. And then pretty soon, more papers came back saying I was in the next round. I was like, okay, and I filled it out. And then more papers, and then finally the interview came, and I was like, oh, God, I'm probably going to get in. So at that point in my life and that interview, I felt that I'm the most successful because I've done some pretty dumb things in my life. And even though I say I'm mature, everyone does stupid things. So at that point, I just felt like I'm going to college, and like right there, all the doors just opened for me. I'm from two sides to a story. I'm Hunkpapa Lakota. I'm from the Turtle and Buffalo clans. I'm Navajo Dene. Tohiglini, Senabithne, Bilameye.